Sarwar Ahmadzai is a Pashtun tribal leader in Afghanistan. He was also a presidential candidate there in 2009. He joins us now from Kabul. Mr. Ahmadzai, what do you think of this plan to establish local defense forces? Is it a good idea?
Well, I think history has shown in Afghanistan that such forces will not work, because during the 1960s, when Pakistan and Afghanistan had troubles on the border, the Afghan government also gave arms and money to the public to defend itself against some of the insurgents that Pakistan was supporting against the Afghan government, and that failed. And also during the communist regime of Dr. Najibullah, who had established militia, that failed, and that brought more and more warlords and created a chaos in Afghanistan. So I think these local militias or security forces will also deteriorate the security situation, and I don't think we'll solve the problem.
So you say it hasn't worked in the past, but times are different now. Do you think it won't work again?
I don't think so. I think it will create more warlords. I think it will create more humanitarian crisis. There will be more influx of the refugees from different parts of the country into Kabul or neighboring countries, because we don't know the enemy. That's the problem. Enemy can pop up anywhere. They can pop up in the villages. They can be the same people you're giving the weapons. Afghanistan is not like Iraq. In Afghanistan, we have Taliban. In Iraq, they had Al-Qaeda, and most of them were from outside Iraq. So that was a different situation. But in Afghanistan, in those local areas where the local security forces will be set up, Taliban are from the same areas and same people. You don't know your enemy, you don't know your friend. So I think it will create more confusion, and they may give weapons and money to the people who will become probably a warlord like we have right now in Afghanistan.
But if the Taliban are also doing this, isn't the onus on NATO troops to try and do it better?
Well, there is no doubt. Taliban are also recruiting people, and they are successful. And that's because the Afghan public are not happy with the government. Because our government, by a report by a company in Germany, is the second most corrupt government in the world. 80% of our leadership is warlords and drug lords. Our two vice presidents, the Civil War era warlords, our Speaker of the House, our governors, our minister, most of them. So the people are not happy with the government. They cannot get a job. That's why they are going towards Taliban.
You know, the concept of community defense is an old one in Afghan village culture. If this local defense forces plan won't work, in your opinion, what then is the solution to get security into the rural areas?
The solution would probably be that the U.S. should focus more on the neighboring countries rather than finding a local solution to this one. We should find out who is supporting Taliban. Once we cut out the sources of the problem, we will have some sort of improvement. And I think the U.S. should look at this problem as a regional problem. They should take into confidence Pakistan, Iran, India, Central Asian countries, Saudi Arabia, Turkey. And that way, I think when there is a mutual agreement among those countries, we might be able, to some extent, to succeed in bringing a long-lasting peace and security to the country.
I mean, you're describing what sounds almost the opposite of the counterinsurgency doctrine that General Petraeus and the NATO forces are pursuing.
Well, like I said, Marco, I think Afghanistan is different than Iraq. What I foresee right now, I think it will create more security problems we will be dealing with for 30, 40 more years to come, like what happened in Afghanistan. When the Russians left, the U.S. abandoned Afghanistan, they provided so much weapons to the resistance, and we suffered, and there was a civil war among the warring factions and the warlords. So we will probably suffer on the local basis rather than on a national basis, and I think it will create more problems. That's what I can foresee in the future.
Pashtun tribal leader Sarwar Ahmadzai in Kabul, thank you very much for your thoughts.
It was a pleasure, Marco, talking to you.